You know, I've played for lots of offertories, and I've prayed for offertories, but I've never done both of them at the same time. You know? So you have to forgive me. I didn't know what I was supposed to be doing back then. But this group is called Praise because that's the reason we're together. They were sang in a group called, I don't know if you ever heard of the group called Adoration. It was a mixed group of men and women, and they sang for many years. Last with their director was Dorothy Quaid, as I recall. She was a classmate of mine at PUC. In fact, Clark McCall was a classmate of mine. I don't know how he could have been a classmate of mine at David's, because when we were up there, I think that was before the Earth's crust cooled. But anyway, you know, we all get a little bit older, but that doesn't mean we don't think young. And our praise group is that way. We got together for one reason, and that was to praise God, and we enjoy it very, very much. It's nice when somebody can hear us sing, but we would sing even if you weren't here. I'll tell you that. We just enjoy it that much. So we hope you enjoy the program today, and may the Lord bless all of you.
Mundane chores and trying to make a living, that sometimes we tend to forget about that one thing that cannot be described by words alone. But when we hear that shout and the trump of God and the holy angels descend with our Lord, every eye will see them. At that moment, nothing else will matter. The King is coming.
When the kingdom comes, oars to the seas. When the kingdom comes, only peace.
Once I was lost, but now I am found. My sins are gone. I'm heaven bound. I'm standing on the promises, and everybody sing praises to the Lord.
Everybody sing praises to the Lord. Everybody sing praises to the Lord. I once was lost, now I'm found. Sins are gone, I'm heaven bound. Everybody sing praises to the Lord. Everybody sing praises to the Lord. Everybody sing praises to the Lord. I once was lost, now I'm found. Sins are gone, I'm heaven bound. Everybody sing praises to the Lord. What a wonderful change in my life has been wrought since Jesus came into my heart. I have light in my soul for which long I have sought since Jesus came into my heart. Everybody sing praises to the Lord. Everybody sing praises to the Lord. I once was lost, now I'm found. Sins are gone, I'm heaven bound. Everybody sing praises to the Lord. Standing on the promises of Christ my King, through eternal ages let his praises ring. Glory in the highest I will shout and sing. Standing on the promises of God, everybody sing praises to the Lord. Everybody sing praises to the Lord. I once was lost, now I'm found. Sins are gone, I'm heaven bound. Everybody sing praises to the Lord. Sing praises to the Lord.
Let's just pretend for a moment that it's bill-paying time in the household again. And we walk into the study and we sit down there by that big stack of bills and we hope that the money won't run out before the bills do. And so we open the first bill and it's stamped paid in full, which was our house payment. Why, we were amazed. And so we go on and open the next bill, the car payment, the utility bills. Every one of them are marked paid in full. Even that loan from our mother-in-law. Well, we would just be thinking that we'd won the lottery or something, and we would sing and rejoice. Well, I know I would. Well, don't you think it's about time we get down on our knees and thank the one who literally paid it all?
Small. Glad to be here. And I explain the gospel a little bit different terms than many. And my way of explaining the gospel, and it maybe makes sense to you or not, but the good news to me is that God is like Jesus portrayed him. It's that simple. And that's why Jesus came, because people had lost sight of what the true God was. And sometimes I think that we think we need to do something for God to love us, but Jesus was... His ministry was reaching out to insecure and struggling sinners. And I think of Zacchaeus as one where here was a man that obviously had a conflict going on in his heart, and Jesus said, I want to come to your house and eat today. And Zacchaeus right there responded with a confession and a conversion. And we got the woman at the well, the woman caught in adultery, people just right and left where Jesus reached out to them, and then they were converted. Romans 2 says, the kindness of God is meant to lead us to repentance. And perhaps this is most clearly demonstrated when Jesus was on the cross. And there was a thief there, as you know, that was watching as he was being treated just like Jesus was. And his natural thoughts were not like Jesus. And so he was being witnessed to by his Creator. And he had evidently, I'm sure, had heard of him. But this perhaps was the first encounter he had. And I can just hear him thinking, if God is like this, then that changes everything. And so as he watched Jesus conduct himself, he became converted. And you and I, with whatever baggage we're carrying, if we think there's no way God could love us, just put yourself back in that time. And this is a song that I wrote that I'm tried to capture what I imagined that this thief was thinking as he observed Jesus and the conversion that took place.
As I hang here upon this cross, I know that I deserve my lot, but the one who hangs beside me, he does not. Whom did he kill? From from whom did he steal? He never wronged a simple man. He claims to be the Son of God, but he's not like the God I knew. Is it possible this really could be true? Look at his face, see the love in his eyes, compassion like I've never seen. If God is like this man, I am converted. If God is like this man, where do I sign? I know I've wasted all my life, I've wasted all my time. All hope for me is past, of the least I am the last. Why would he notice or consider me? A worthless soul, if ever there could be. Making fun of him, they say, come down from off that cross. As I hear his answer, I am at a loss. I forgive you, you don't understand. If only you could truly see. I hear what I think I heard. If so, could there be hope for me? I wonder just how gracious he could be. Look at his face, see the love in his eyes, compassion like I've never seen. God is like this man, I am converted. If God is like this man, where do I sign? I know I've wasted all my life, I've wasted all my time. All the hope for me is past, and of the least I am the last. Would he notice or consider me? Is it possible he'd hear someone like me? To ask, and of the least I am the last. I cry out, my God, remember me. And through his pain, he hears my wretched plea. And I know someday I'll hear that same sweet voice.
How many of you have ever worked in an environment which you might call a hostile environment, where you had fellow workers who were always complaining about this or that, or, you know, I work harder than anybody else, and it's just not fair, and, you know, I know that John and Judy always come to work 10 minutes late and leave 10 minutes early, and they still get paid the same as I do. You know, it's just a bad thing. Or maybe you have a friend that's in a convalescent hospital of some type, and they've pretty much lost hope. They just can't see a bright lining for their future. Do you ever consider that maybe the Lord has put you there to brighten the corner where you are?
Some deed of greatness you may do. Do not wait to shed your light afar. To the many duties ever near you now be true. Brighten the corner where you are. Brighten the corner. The bar, brighten the corner where you are. Here for all your talents you may surely find a need. Here reflect the bright and morning star. Even from your humble hands the bread of life may feed. Brighten corner where you are, brighten the corner where you are, brighten the corner where you are. Someone far from harbor you may guide across the bar, brighten the corner where you are, brighten the corner where you are, brighten the corner.
There are questions that face each one of us in this day and age. What is going to happen with the economy? Is my job secure? What about the future? In the end, though, there is really only one question that matters. And the answer to it makes all the difference. Do you know my Jesus?
Yeah.
In each of our lives, there are moments of trials so intense that coping is out of the question. This was the experience of Thomas Dorsey when his wife died during childbirth while he was on the road to his next performance. In the midst of overwhelming grief, he wrote the words and the music to a song that is a cry for help to anyone experiencing or struggling with overwhelming grief. Precious Lord, take my hand.
Leave.
Sometimes after our performance, people will stop us out in the foyer and they'll say, you know, some of you don't sound too bad. Some of the time, for a bunch of old guys, my apologies to our younger members. But they said, you know, if you guys are happy, you really ought to let your faces know it. So we apologize, but I kind of tend to blame Gordon a little bit for that. Now, he's tried so hard to get us to look at him so that he can direct us properly that we kind of forget to smile. There was a time that he had a little sign that said smile, and he'd flip it up, but it was kind of like a flash in the pan. You know, we'd just all whip up a smile, and then it would be gone again. Well, you know, we dearly love Gordon, every one of us. Gordon is one of those people that has been blessed with God by unusual talents, and he's always tried to use them for God. He has worked for the King's Herald. He's directing and written music for them and played for them and for the Adventist Media Center. Gordon has blessed many of our schools with his ability to give young people the ability to love to learn music. And we're just so blessed to have Gordon as part of our lives these last 4 years that we've been together. And we really appreciate his efforts and his time.
Amen.
We have actually learned certain other things that Gordon has helped us with, and that our daily walk with Christ has led us to understand and live something that we wish for each one of you today, the happy side of life.
I found the happy side of life. I found the happy side of life. With Jesus as my Savior, I found the way. Rolling along, singing a song, every single passing day. I found the happy side of life. I found the happy side of life. With Jesus as my Savior, I found the way. I found the happy side of, I found the happy side of, I found the happy side of life. 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 With Jesus as my Savior, I found the way. Rolling along, singing a song, every single passing day. I found the happy side of life.
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 With Jesus as my Savior, I found the way. I found the happy side of, I found the happy side of, I found the happy side of life.
Thank you.
Too many of us like to procrastinate. You know, put off until tomorrow or the next day what we should be doing today. But the Bible says, today, if you hear my voice, do not harden your heart. So if you hear or sense the Spirit knocking at your heart's door, don't wait. Open that door right now.
Right now, in the quiet of this moment, right now, He's near. Right now, you can find Him if you seek Him. Right now, He's here. Right now. Right now, you can know His perfect peace within.
And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever.
bow your heads with me, please? Father in heaven, what a privilege it's been to worship here today. We eagerly await that day, that soon coming day, when your kingdom will come and everybody will sing. Hallelujah. Jesus, thank you for paying it all. Because of your presence today in our lives, Lord, we can go from this place and brighten the corners where we live, inviting our friends and family to know you as well. Please, precious Lord, take our hands and guide us through this life so that we can all experience that happy side of life day by day. Lord, we ask you to come into our hearts and lives right now and remain there today, tomorrow, and forever. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.